Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have your saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. We're going to jump straight in and catch up and have a yarn with Jenny Nixon, Acting CEO of First Nations Media Australia and First Nations Media National Conference Converging. So on the line we do have Jenny. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Jenny?
Jenny Nixon or Woods. I'm a Matcha Yoda Katie Tourman from Central Australia.
All right, beautiful country. Red soil out that way. Thank you very much. Talking about the up-and-coming conference, we're talking about the media, First Nation Media National Conference Converging. So paint the picture there for our listeners, please, sister. And what can we expect?
Sure. So Converge is our annual gathering of all our First Nations media mob from all around the country, and it's a chance for everyone to network and share information and ideas and just catch up with old friends and colleagues and network. It's hosted by us as the media national peak body for media, First Nations Media Australia, and we normally co-host with an Indigenous media organisation in the community. So this year our co-host is ICTV, Indigenous Community TV, here in Mbantu as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a great opportunity to converse, massage the conversation, and moving forward. When you look at this industry, it's very powerful, voice for our people, and tell our stories, a tool and a machine that we use for our existence, for our education, and to educate people of the world, also for our artists as such, you know. So it's a great platform, isn't it?
It definitely is, yeah. We've got a huge lineup of events. Some of you are Welcome to Country this year with song and dance and Welcome to Country and smoking, and that'll happen on the Wednesday evening before it all kicks off, and then Thursday and Friday, the two full days, are going to be the actual conference, and it's at Doubletree here in Bantwa, right down the Todd River.
Yes.
Backbone of this country, and we've got the Federal Minister, Indigenous Affairs Minister Linda Burney, will address everyone via a video because they've got sittings happening in Canberra. And also we've got a few other great lineups. Dot West, who's our former chair, she's going to be the keynote speaker. And we've got our former First Nations Media chairperson, Currie Mail manager, Naomi Moran.
Yes.
And she'll talk about the challenges that Currie Mail faced with the flood.
Yeah, well, exactly, you know, so leaders in the space, you know, and it's good to hear from them and paint the picture to where we're heading and the vehicle we are all driving. It's open across the country for all Indigenous media space, and we're talking print and radio and all the above.
One, like the Thursday.
Sorry?
We've got Rotary Man Jeff Scott, who's the leader of the Uluru Dialogues of National Discussions, giving participants the latest on the Voice to Parliament as well. And
yes.
We've got a Voice to Parliament panel discussion. So I think these are really relevant sections for us as First Nations people as well, things that we need to talk about at all events that we're gathering at, we think.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've got several of our media organisations they'll do showcasing. So they'll just let everyone else know what's happening in their sector, what are they, how are they overcoming it, or what have they discovered, like in the latest technology or whatever. So
sharing,
giving session as well. So there's a lot of other highlights going on there as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for the yarn and congratulations with it happening. We'll be in touch, Jen.
Great, we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Thank you. You take care, Dar.
No worries.
Bye bye.
Thanks a lot for that. Bye bye.
Adela Yarn there, and that's Jenny Nixon, and she's Acting CEO of First Nation Media, and talking about the First Nation Media National Conference Converging. So it looks great when all industries catch up and the leaders of the industry, and good networking, as she said. So it's great for our space, and we operate in Indigenous media. So a great conference, and good to catch up with mob. Fantastic. You can have your say. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deli number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? You're up too deadly.
nation.
Yeah, Two Dilly, Great Turtle Hunter, ringing a band here on your Dilly program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Dilly number here, 1-800-422-416. And you can have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. And I'm steering the ship. It is your ship. So do add to the conversation, a powerful tool for our yarns as First Nation people in this deadly country on the Big Island. And we are still here existing, of course, 60,000 years. Here for another 60,000 years more plus. Babies left, right and centre. Big shout out to the mob there. Hope you're all well across the deadly country of ours. And all our yarns are strong here. And hey, so I like to say true yarns. Let's talk about the news, top stories and news here today. The nightmare outcome of the US midterms. Failed candidates who refused to concede defeat. Trump favourite Kari Lake is one of hundreds of midterm candidates who claimed the 2020 election was stolen. She could win in Arizona. Other news here, Christchurch government appeals against his convictions and a long life term without parole. News here, teen admits Optus hack blackmail. The Daily Telegraph, Christina Kianilis, a surprise new career move. Jobs for the boys, bombshell rocks Socceroos. Rebel Wilson announces the birth of first baby, a beautiful miracle. Trending stories here, Aussie Tweets solves UK's greatest mystery. We were completely exposed, Russian conscripts say hundreds killed in attack. Aussie cafe fined after getting caught paying staff less than $6 an hour. Aussie woman finds two enormous snakes snuggling in her kitchen. Well, shut up, black fella wouldn't be in that kitchen. Have you seen Yarnum Strong? I did the conversation here at National Talk Black. What's happening in your neck of the woods? We are coming up to Christmas, Murray Christmas, you mob. And maybe you want to talk about that space and what you mob are doing as family or what you're doing as an organisation or a business. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
Guess you're feeling all alone, girl. Well, I'm feeling it too. I just need to hear your voice softly saying I love you. When those shades of darkness fall on me, girl, I'm thinking of you. You're the one of my dreams, I will cherish till I die. That warm, devoted love will remain within our lives. Every minute of the day passes by so slow. I know I need to see the good time we've shared in our lives. By the time the day is through, my nights are cold and lonely too. 'Cause when those shades of darkness fall on me, girl, my thoughts are of you.
Beautiful track there, Shades of Darkness. Ron Naden here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, Mob? Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And I did say it's your daily program. I'm just steering the ship. So have you say, Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, let's look at news. Other news here happening. Digis News, former Waverton Bowling Club. Waving Club site, to be handed back to Indigenous owners. A site is the first successful Aboriginal land claim in the Northern Sydney area, the Metropolitan Aboriginal Land Council says. Great news there. And the other news here, Fred Channey says a racist attitude to blame for lack of air conditioning at Roeburn Prison. So one of Australia's leading Indigenous affairs advocates says a racist society is to blame for lack of air conditioning at Western Australia's hottest jail. Yep, sounds like a hot box. Other stories here. Indigenous truth-telling body to probe Victorian justice child protection system. Indigenous Victorians will be able to share their stories about injustice in the child protection and criminal system as part of Australia's first formal truth-telling inquiry. Yep, that needs to be had. Also, Indigenous Training Centre feels left out in the cold in Alberta. Next Institute, an organisation responsible for training over 15,000 addiction counsellors, is evicted by Alberta government. So a small group of women and a handful of movers go up and down a snowy ramp where the wind blows around them, and they are emptying out of trails that once held the Nietzsche Institute. And today is their last day to move their belongings from three dilapidated trailers in St. Albert after several weeks of work that are almost finished. So it's a sad space there. And other news here, hair translator helps remove barriers to voting for Indigenous communities. So all the news there regarding Indigenous news for our mob here across this country, and it's very important that we have these news. So we know we're sort of finger on the pulse, so to speak, and things don't change if things don't change, and of course we need changes in this space, don't worry about that. I was trying to catch up yesterday with Tracy, mother of three, and talk about her experiences and where she sits. Could we talk about the media release that was over 45 perinatal specialist organisations unite to help Australians find the right perinatal mental health support. 45 plus perinatal organisations across Australia are coming together to provide much needed support for expectant and new parents. In 2021, an estimate one in five Australians aged 16 to 85 experienced a mental disorder, with one in five new mums and one in 10 new dads experiencing perinatal depression, anxiety. This perinatal mental health week, 6th to 12th of November, all partner organisations are featured in the perinatal mental health support finder, an online tool that maps out the sector of support services. Look, we have Tracy on the line, and we'll have a yarn to Tracy, mother of three. Tracy, there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where you from?
Hi. I'm based on the Gold Coast, and I am a mother of three, so mm-hmm. I've got three beautiful children, yes. Aged 2, 4, and 6.
Yes, all right. And talk about the space that you're in regarding, we're talking about the over 45 perinatal specialist organisations unite to help Australians find the right perinatal mental health support. So much needed in this space, yes?
Absolutely. The more support, the better, I think. There is so many new parents and experienced parents that have troubles with postnatal mental health, and the more support that we can have access to means all the more mums and dads we can help and not have to go through anything alone.
Sure. And we're not talking about first-time parents. We're talking about parents who've had 2, 3 children, what have you, you know. That space is sometimes daunting, 4 walls closing in on an individual, if not a couple. And you could be left out there in the wilderness, so to speak.
Absolutely. And just because, you know, if you've had one child before and had a great time with that one, it doesn't mean that the next one's going to be the same. All our children are different, and each experience with each child is different. And for me personally, my third was my easiest birth, but my most difficult postnatal period. I really had a really hard time, and it was when I needed the help the most, was with my third.
Sure. And when we're talking about the mental space, it could be all aspects in regard to, well, finance or the future, relationship, the job, occupation, all the above.
Yes, it all has a huge impact on our mental health, and managing it all and the worries. I think that the more that you can talk to people, talk to other mums, other parents, friends, family, talk to your GP, your local doctor, reach out, get some help, and have a talk about all of those aspects that are affecting your mental health.
And so when you look at that, like I said, the government needs to invest more in this space. And if we're not talking professionals, like you said, even just having that network, if you had a place to go to where parents could go and massage conversations and find out where each other's at, and that in itself is empowering.
Absolutely. I think having a community or even just having that peer support, knowing that the person that you're talking to has also been through something difficult or something similar, and there's that real me too feeling. It's an understanding of what someone's going through and being able to lend a listening ear or just even talk through, knowing that there's no judgment, you know, there's maybe not, you know, clear answers on how to be fixed, but there's just that I've been there, I get it, I understand.
Exactly, exactly. And it, like I said, it's very powerful in that sense when you've got that support there. Like I said, there's not a lot of out there, is there, across this country. And it causes havoc in family situations, doesn't it?
It does. And this week, with them bringing this online tool for everyone to go on to the pmhweek.org.au to use that Help Finder tool, I think it's such a wonderful tool to have available. It wasn't around when I was in my sort of darkest days.
Okay.
I think that for any new parents out there, any parents at all that
take
need
advantage.
Help, yeah, jump online, have a look.
And I'm talking to you as a mother of three. Could you add in regards to the father space? A lot of men, fathers, dads go through this same situation?
Yes, they do. 1 in 10, in fact. And I'm sure that if we all spoke more about it, we might even find those figures change. My husband really struggled. He struggled the most with my second, actually, after my daughter was born. We had some other, you know, work, life factors going on as well, and it all really
come
really
to a head.
Added.
And well, you overcame the speed bump, so to speak. But if you had services that we're talking about here, that could have prevented all that.
Yes, look, I think I'm not sure whether it could have prevented it, but it's there to help at a much more crucial time.
Okay.
I think, you know, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes with mental health. These things just happen, and everything that we think we can control, we can't always control. But if we have knowledge of where to go for help, where we notice the signs, I think that's what's going to be key.
And Tracy, what advice do you have for Australians who may be experiencing perinatal mental health issues?
Reach out, talk to somebody, talk to your doctor, or have a look online. I think that the more that we talk to each other, the more that you'll realise you're not alone. You don't have to go through this alone. There is help there. Yeah.
And having that advice there, this is going out also to women who are pregnant at the moment, for couples who are about to have their first baby. Look, maybe all hanky-dory now, but when Bubba comes, it could change the thought process. So be ready for it. Be on the alert for Plan B, if that's the case.
Absolutely. I think the more we know about all the potential what ifs, then if any of them pop up, A, they won't be as scary, but B, you'll know what to do. You'll know where to go to for help.
Thank you for your input. And mother of three, that is a hell of a job. We talk about occupations and career paths and what have you. A mother's job is never done. So I thank you for your yarn, Tracy, and all the best to you and your family. Keep smiling. We'll yarn soon, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Tracy, her name is, mother of three. And just talking about the over 45 perinatal specialist organisations, unite to help Australians find the right perinatal mental health support. So that is a space that needs to be worked on. When you look at here we are in the 21st century, and you look at mental issues in that sense. We talk about COVID-19. Mental health is a pandemic in itself. Well, there's a space that's not looked at, and we're talking about perinatal mental health support that needs to be had. So there it is. Have you saying, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. With Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Maradu, Jinnah
Maradu. That's Ashley Coleman, Mona Mona, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yana, is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BB and Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong. I was talking about Murray Christmas, you mob. It's around the corner, so happy Murray Christmas. Talk to us about what's happening with your organisation or with your family or with your business. Either way, all is here for your yarn. And a big shout out to Yarrabah, who got Yarrabah Christmas Markets, and they're celebrating holiday season, and they're saying to come and celebrate with them, Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Precinct. And that's happening over there at the Yarrabah Aboriginal Community at Museum Road off Back Beach Road. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Simone Arnold, manager, Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Precinct, and talk about the Yarrabah Christmas Market on the line. A very good morning, my sister. You there? Hello, Simone.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from. Hey, Simone, you there? Simone, hello? Lost you. You there? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
gotcha. You did. Yeah, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Simone?
My mob, Kanganji, Yarrabah, and being brought up in Cairns.
Good. Deadly. Yeah. And Murray Christmas, big shout out to the mob down that way. And look, can I just say, I was having breakfast this morning with a good friend, and in walks Bernie. And I said, brother, you would have been here 15 minutes ago, I would have bought you breakfast. Otherwise, too late, missed out. So big shout out to the lad. Let's talk about Yarrabah Christmas Markets. You've been the manager of Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Precinct. What have we got going on, sister?
So what we've got going on is a lot of things.
Yes.
So this Thursday, 10th of November, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., we have a $100 door entry cash raffle, so make sure you get your ticket.
Yes.
We have Santa visit at 1 p.m., he'll give out presents for the kids.
I reckon Santa being red singlet and a white football shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, and thongs too.
And thongs, that's right. One thong. Yeah, hey, brother, you lose a thong now. I just found one.
Merry Christmas.
That's right, sister. Merry Christmas. Look, so it's a colourful event, you could say, yes.
Yeah. And we also have some amazing workshops. So it's just not stalls. It's also workshops we're holding. So we have ceramic workshops, textile workshops, and also weaving workshops that will run from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
So the Yarrabah State School might have some kids coming over as well.
Yeah, definitely. They will come across. We've also got the Workways Kites. They engage with the community, so it'd be really good for the kids to come across and engage with that as well.
All right.
We've also got the snow cone stall.
I think you just said we got snow and you paused for a second. I'm thinking, we're going to be snowing in Yarrabah, but snow cones, yes. I know what you're talking about now. Mouth watering for snow cones.
Yeah, and we've also got Richard's salt and pepper calamari and curries. So, if we work up an appetite,
go
to his school. Yeah. And we've also got some of the aunties making some scones and syrup. So, we've got a lot of food to keep us happy during the day.
Look, it's a nice platform for the
artists. We've also got Halima and Lewis Enoch. Lewis does some amazing artwork.
Okay.
So he'll have a stall here, and also Delissa Walker.
Yes.
She does amazing weaver with Black Palm, so she'll have all of her weaving products here as well.
Deadly, like I said, a nice platform.
I'm just going through my list here. We've also got Pamela Munderby. She's going to have a stall with table runners.
Okay.
And also our Jungal Elders group will also have a stall here with all their beautiful jewellery that they make.
All right. Fantastic.
And another one we've got is Bonds. Bonds. We have donated some underwear, which we'll give away for free as well.
There you go. Your brother's out there looking for underpants. Go to Yarrabah Christmas Markets.
True way.
Now, we were talking thongs earlier with Christmas for Santa Claus, But the thongs, bonds you're talking about here. So we're not talking about G-strings. We're talking about underpants. Shut up. Behave yourself. Behave yourself. Well, that's deadly. Like I said, Simone, it's a great platform for the artists, but also for the community and another gathering. And it's great when us mob get together, right, no matter what the gathering is.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and it's just a appreciation and a celebration of all of us working hard for the year, especially the artists and the community members who support the art precinct. Like, it's our way of giving back, and it's, you know, the art precinct wouldn't be where we are today without the artists and that community support. So just have a celebration and, you know, everybody come together and have an amazing day.
Exactly. Simone, so you're the manager there. How long have you been holding the reins for, sister?
Just over 2 years now, and I'm just so grateful, you know. I get to work on country with the aunties, and also Wayne, who's Conley, who's our emerging artist.
Okay.
And, you know, just to drive over, I mean, I wish I could get a block and live here. I'd never leave the art
precinct. Well, talk to your countrymen there, hey. Hook me up, hook me up.
So good for the soul, and just coming to the art precinct and working here.
Exactly.
Is truly just good for the soul.
Yeah, you know, beautiful.
I actually get paid to call this place my office when it's actually home.
Yeah, exactly. Our spiritual connection, look, is great. Congratulations. Of course, Bumma Bipra Media will be over there doing the outdoor broadcast.
Hello.
You there? Hello, Simone. Nah, lost you, Simone. My sister, that's Simone Arnold. She's the manager of Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Precinct. Yarrabah Christmas Market, what we were yarning about. And that's happening over at Yarrabah this Thursday, 10th of November, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So for you mob here in Cairns, if you're not doing nothing, or whatever you got on, cancel it. Get over to Yarrabah and check out the Yarrabah Christmas Markets and catch up with the mob there. And look, I said deadly food, deadly tucker. Bumma Bipra will be over there, the outdoor broadcast. You can come up and say hi to us and catch up with Santa Claus, she reckon, in singlet and football shorts, pair of thongs, because Santa Claus will be calling in to say hi and give her gifts as well. So, look, it's a great opportunity to respect the artists and the work that they've done all year. It is Christmas celebration, but look, another another avenue for us mob to be together and celebrate who we are. So we'll try and get sister back if we can. I'll just check if she's there on the line. Simone, you there? Simone? No, Simone, not there. All right, Simone, I'm going to talk about you. Shut up. All good. Have you say Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
With Simone again. Simone, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, got you, sister. Shut up, locked away. I just talking about your position. How long you been in that role? 2 years, you were saying?
Yeah, just
and loving that space. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, what was that?
And loving that space, my sister.
Oh, yeah, just over 2 years and absolutely loving that space. I was saying, I was actually talking before we cut off. I was talking to myself.
No, shut up.
yeah. Been here for 2 years,
yes.
And you know, working on country with the aunties and also Wayne Connolly, who's our emerging artist.
Yeah, you mentioned, it's yeah.
Just, yeah, it's just, you know, like...
So you commute, you live in Cairns and you commute, do you, every morning?
Yeah, I come over every day. If I had my way, I would absolutely live here.
Well, that's what I said, get countrymen there, hook you up with a block of land, a little house there.
Yeah, true. I'd never leave.
Yeah, true, darling. Well, congratulations, and looking forward to seeing you. We'll be over there, of course, Bumma Bipra, and doing the outdoor broadcast, and we'll give it also plug it throughout the next couple of days regarding the event over there. But thank you for your yarn, and you take care, my sister. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. You too. And looking forward to seeing you.
Okay,
now. Shout your snow cone.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Your shout.
See you,
sis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn. Simone Arnold, manager, Yarrabah Arts and Cultural Precinct, and talking about the event happening, Yarrabah Christmas Markets, and that's happening on Thursday over at Yarrabah. So you mob driving along in the car, sitting at home. You listen to this yarn here. This Thursday coming. That's 2 days' time, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at Yarrabah. So go over there, support the industry, to support the mob over there, and go over there and have a good feed, check out beautiful art, and mingle, network. That's what it's all about. Catch up with mob and have your say. Yarn up strong. All right, Too Deadly. Got about 11 minutes left on the program. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Trendy Trev. Host for your Deadly program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program. Want to give it a big hello, a big love and kind regards to Samantha over WA. Hope you're well, sister. We spoke last time coming out of the hospital and now home. And your beautiful son there looking after you, John. Big hello to John as well. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black.
Shaking cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
Stomping Grand, Emily Waramara, and we're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
How are you, brother? How are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm sort of becalmed a lot until I got my car going again. But I've got something here that's been bothering me for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I went over the post office last week and I picked up some mail from the post office, and the local corporation here is still sending letters for Donna.
Okay.
And I come across the park and there was a bunch of our local mob women sitting there, and they said, "Oh, how are you going, uncle?" As I walked past, and I said, "Oh, yeah, good, you know." And I wasn't sure they were, and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've lost contact with a lot of people."
Hmm.
And they said, "Oh, yeah, remember we used to come up on the land when you and Auntie Donna was caretaking up there, you know, and she had all the painting and stuff going." And I said, "Well, I'm glad you've got good memories."
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, look, I've just picked up a letter from the corporation, they're still sending her letters." And they said, "No respect, eh?" And I said, "That's right. She's been in cemetery for 2.5 years now. You know, time has flown."
So, was she a member of the organisation?
Well, this is the whole part, Trevor. We were really against it. She's what they call true blue Adinji, you know, and they've got the Doodle Bed and the Murrumburra Adinji, but it's not just Adinji. Mm. And so we always had problems. And she went down, I took her down to Canberra there, and she went into ATSIS, and they gave her all a lot of information that would help solve some of what at the time was the hardest to solve, genealogy and the right people, and it went ahead, and the land was signed away, basically, back to Cairns Council with the Ilua.
Yes.
And we were fiercely against that. She was in a position where the women had no right to talk. Or she didn't, from her own group. Women had no rights. And so there's a 250-page report here on everything that was wrong, including violence from the land council. And, you know, I was mugged at Warrimah at the land summit, and the evidence she got from Canberra was never what we've had a lot. And before, maybe a couple of years ago, or even before when she was alive, they'd put her name down. My concern is that the more people they get on the books, the more grants they get from the government.
Yeah, because in actual fact, if they're doing their work right, well, people who move on, as in pass on, they're straight away taken off as members, supposedly. Right. Yeah.
So the thing that they've actually sent her is a rule book for the corporation.
Exactly. Should be in the constitution.
I find it disgusting, and there could be a certain something corporately wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
It's morally wrong, and it's really upsetting.
Well, you can even write a letter on behalf of Donna to the organisation saying, please remove it.
Yeah, anyway, I'm just saying what's happened.
Sure.
And if you wanted to act on it. It's really wrong. We've been through this before, and Donna's elder sister that was in the corporation has also passed away. I don't think that we actually have anybody in there that's competent.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know that,
but like I said, you can act by just writing a letter saying, hey, please stop, send us letters, no longer with us, you know.
I think this call here should do, and I'm glad.
Well, hopefully they listen. Okay, that's, using this medium, yep.
Yeah, I just don't think that they should be trying to bolster their numbers to increase the amount they get from the government.
Well, that may not be the case, but... It may not be. Yeah, that's right, exactly, yeah.
It may not be, but they still should not be sending her letters. Exactly. So there's something wrong there.
Yeah, true. Point taken.
That'll do for today, mate.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon, eh? Travel safe. That's our Tony Gibbs having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And it's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with our daily number 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. And look, a powerful tool we use in regarding our yarns and the stories that we yarn about. Not a lot of yarns are happening. Well, it doesn't happen on mainstream radio, so it's very important. I was talking earlier with Jenny Nixon, Acting CEO of First Nations Media Australia, and talking about the conference converging over at Alice Springs at the end of the month. But just talking about how important black media is. So I thank you, Mob, for your support, and thank you for your company. And you keep this fantastic vehicle running. Like I said, it is your vehicle. Murray just driving it. Otherwise, you're Mob, but Murray going to sign off. Thank you for your time. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.